This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. We're going to chop away at some emails this hour. I'm going to open up talking about some AI things. This is going to be something I'm going to ham-fistedly talk about from time to time. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So AI, here's where I'm at on it. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of it. And yet I'm extremely torn because I know it's coming. And it's coming for every walk of life. No matter what you do, pretty much, AI is going to become part of your industry, your school, your whatever it may be. Artificial intelligence is here, and now people are going to be finding more and more ways to incorporate it into things to make life faster and easier and more convenient. Part of the reason I reject it is this. I had said something, I think I've told you this once before. I had said something before about how I didn't want to write another book. I said it online. I've told you that many times about how I didn't want to write another book. And I had a guy reach out to me, a guy who I will not name. I had a guy reach out to me and he said, "Hey, Jesse, did you know that AI will just write your next book?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "All your tweets, all your social media posts, you can just click, 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 and AI will analyze all of them and write an entire book based off of what it thinks you will say about certain issues. It'll even throw in some jokes and things like that." Now, that's obviously intriguing. I'm not interested at all. I said, no, I'm not interested, but it's intriguing that it even has that ability. But doesn't that kind of, and maybe I'm going to sound like a sappy artsy student or something here, doesn't that take something away from it if that's what I did? I'm told that the future of movies and entertainment and stuff like that is going to be hugely AI-based. AI's going to write them. AI's going to design them. AI's going to do this. AI's going to do that. Doesn't it kind of feel like they're taking humans out of the earth, out of the equation, humanity itself? And I know this, I know I sound like an art student right now. I realize how I sound.
Why are you gay?
Quit it. I realize how I sound. But I like human beings. I like humanity. And I don't want to participate. And I'm not sure to what level I'm going to be able to completely abstain from it. It'd probably be naive to think you'd be able to abstain all the way. Even my dad, God rest his soul, my dad, for the longest time, remember, my dad's as old school as you can get, old school, tough guy, construction guy. Years ago, I'll call it 10 years ago. Years ago, I picked up his phone. I was over hanging out with them at the house. I picked up his phone. And I forget the number, so I'll just make up a number, but it was an unbelievable number. He had something like 500 unread text messages on his phone. It was definitely in the hundreds, if not the thousands. I said I'm going to make up a number. It wasn't 20. Okay, hundreds of unread text messages on his phone. And I said, "Dad," now he was a superintendent at somebody's construction company. So he's got an important job. It's all organizing things and bringing in materials and men. He's got an important job. I said, "Dad, how are you not doing your text messages?" And he said, "I don't have any interest in it." And I said, "Okay, Dad, I get it. I get that you're not going to respond. I totally understand that. You have to read them. At least you have to read them. What if there's something important that you're missing? No, not interested. Not doing it. You just wouldn't do it. Even he, and I'd say the last 5 years of his life, even he, every now and then, it was very rare, would send a quick text message. No, it's my dad, so it was never flowery. It's, you didn't get fired today, right? It's always something along those lines of, saw you on TV, don't be an idiot. It's something like that, but it was something. Even he broke down in the end and had to participate because it just became part of life. And I know AI, I know artificial intelligence is going to force me to participate at some point in time. At some level, I should say. But I hope not. I don't have, Corey, Chris is somewhere. Corey, am I all wet in that? Am I crazy in that? Or are you with me in that? I don't like it. Should I like it? Corey brings up a good point. He said he doesn't like it either, but he's worried for his children. I think about that with my kids. Elon Musk has said stuff about AI, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but not much. He said in the future, because of all these advancements in artificial intelligence and things like that, that human beings won't have to work. Now, maybe he's wrong in that, right? Nobody can predict the future, but that tells you what one of the smartest men in the world, what he thinks the capabilities of AI are going to be in the future. I'm with Corey. What does that mean for my kids? What if they don't have to work? Don't you just kind of turn into this lazy, worthless slug if you don't have to work? Where would you be in your life? Maybe you're younger than this, but I know where I'd be if I was, let's say I was 25 years old, maybe fresh out of the Marine Corps, loved drinking beer and nothing else at the time. What if somebody said, hey, here's $1 billion. You don't have to work. I would like to think I would have worked anyway. I don't know that I would have. Why work? Everything's taken care of. I've got a maid and I've got a chef and I've got a private jet and I've got this and I don't have any obligation to do it. This is the exact kind of thing I'm worried about. And if they do want to work, I think we can all assume at this point in time that AI is going to, because it already is, eliminate some jobs. I know for a fact we have AI robots unloading Amazon trucks in certain places. That I've already been told. That's the kind of thing that's happening. I know for a fact that these driving services, the Ubers and things like that of the world, DoorDashes of the world, they're already starting to phase out the human element of that. Well, those are good jobs for people. Those are good, solid jobs people use to get by. Some people feed their families on that. So already we're seeing it eliminate jobs. What about my kids? I have two teenage boys. How limited are their options going to be in the future because of this advancement? And I went off on all this because there's a headline. AI starts autonomously writing prescription refills in Utah. Now, I don't care about prescription refills. I don't care, you know, about that it's involved in the pharmaceutical industry. It's not that specifically that bothers me. But you look at stuff like that. Every time I read a headline like that, I'm aware that AI is already doing things for people, eliminating the need for human beings and taking the humanity out of something. And I think that's the part of it, like I said, that bothers me the most. When I try to get a hold of customer service, like UPS, I was screaming about UPS earlier because I had to talk to some foreigner on the phone who couldn't speak English. You know what I was doing before I got to speak to that foreigner on the phone? Talking to some automated AI chatbot on my phone and all I did was kept typing representative in all capital letters before they finally just put me through to a phone somewhere. I don't want to talk to a computer. I don't want to have any sort of a relationship with any sort of a computer program. And I don't know, as 44-year-old Jesse, I don't know to what level I'm going to be able to abstain from that for all of my life. It'd be like saying I'm never going to use the internet. Well, that's not necessarily realistic. At some level, you're going to use the internet to function in society now. I know AI is here. Don't even know why I went off on it, but there, I went off on it. All right. We have all kinds of emails still, and I have to clear out some room because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Somebody wants to talk about the Minnesota state flag. We're going to talk a little bit more about that ICE woman shot by ICE, so on and so forth. So all that and so much more. Whatever. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday, rolling into Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow. Remember to email in your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get back to the emails, I want to touch on something here. I know you're seeing the exact same tactic I'm seeing today when it comes to the Democrats, the communists, talking about that woman, that 37-year-old woman who died yesterday. She tried to ram into an ICE officer. You're seeing a couple different things. You're seeing she didn't try to run into him. You're also seeing there's no proof she was an activist. There's no proof she just dropped her kid off. And hearing these outrageous lies, it makes us think this. It's just a natural reaction. We think, how could you lie like that? Why would you lie like that? She didn't try to hit him. I watched the video of it. I saw her try to hit him. Why would you lie about her being an activist? We already have heard from people who say she was not only an activist, she was leading the group. Why would you lie? Have you asked that question today? Why are they lying? Why would you lie? It's such an obvious lie. Everyone's going to know you're a liar. Why would you lie? Let me ask you, do you have a Democrat in your life known as a liberal Aunt Peggy in this show? Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it is your Aunt Peggy. Maybe it's your brother, whoever. Do you have a Democrat in your life? Okay. Let me ask you this. Do they believe George Floyd died because of a police officer kneeling on him? The Democrat in your life, do they believe that? Now, that's factually incorrect. Documented. Medical examiner even said, George Floyd died of a drug overdose. And not only is it factually incorrect, that information is out there already. It's out there. That's why I know it. I don't have some special access to, I wormed my way into a vault. That is publicly available information. Anybody can go read it. Anyone can go learn that right now. Why does the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life believe that? Because she never tries to escape the world of make-believe that we talk about so much. And because she's not interested in escaping the world of make-believe, the people who control that world, who build that world, who maintain that world, that would be the media, Democrat politicians, they can make her believe anything about anything. You have already watched the video of the woman accelerating at the ICE officer. You've probably seen multiple angles of it at this time. I have as well. That information is publicly available. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life will deny the video you have already seen because she resides in that world, and those lies that are told and repeated by the communists, she believes all of them. And remember this, the communist is not at all concerned with the things you're concerned about morally. One of the main ones is being a liar. You don't want to be known as a liar. Even if you are a liar, you don't want to be exposed as a liar, right? Nobody wants to be known. That's a liar. He lies. She lies. It would bother you, wouldn't it? You don't want to be called that. The communist doesn't care about that at all. At all. He does not care if he is known as a liar. everything is about the revolution. You can call him a hypocrite. You can call him a liar, a murderer, a thief, or whatever. He doesn't care about this because he does not share your morality at all. They will stand up. You know what they'll say? To this day. In fact, I saw a communist. What is her name? I'm going to pull this up real quick. This is completely unprofessional. I'm doing it on my phone, so bear with me for a second. What is this lady's name? I want to make sure this communist gets credit for it. Here it is. Julia Ioffe. She's an author, apparently. Julia Ioffe, whatever. She's an author, wrote a book called Motherland, A Feminist History of Modern Russia, whatever. She said this online today. Remember, there was video of January 6th, too. Lots and lots of video. Way more than this. They actually did assault and kill cops. No, they didn't. No cops were killed on January 6th. That's not something that happened. Not only is that not something that happened, but it's documented, well documented. It's well documented and well known by this time. So why would you come out and say this? She said it last night. Why would you come out and say that 5 years later when everyone knows it? Everyone doesn't know it. Your liberal Aunt Peggy still thinks cops were killed on January 6th. Because that world of make-believe is reinforced. And that Julia Ioffe, I don't know how to say your stupid name, she doesn't care if you call her a liar. She's interested in the revolution. Communists lie about everything at all times because lies are necessary for the revolution. You can scream until you're blue in the face that they're hypocrites and they're liars and they're thieves and they're murderers. They don't care. Frankly, they take it as a compliment. Yes, I'm lying to move the revolution forward. They don't feel anything bad about it at all. All right. Speaking of lies. Oh, my back's always going to hurt. That's a lie. My shoulder's always going to bother me. That's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie that people accept now because they've grabbed the ibuprofen bottle a couple times. And it makes it a little better for a little while. But then you wake up next morning, and it's so stiff, you can hardly get out of bed. And you're just thinking to yourself, well, I'm not going to get younger. So I guess it's here forever. No, you just haven't tried Relief Factor yet. Relief Factor is the supplement. Drug-free. 100% drug-free. It's got this unique formula of natural ingredients. Your body's already trying to fight the inflammation. Your body just needs help. Relief Factor is that help. You want to try it? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. You can try it for $19.95. That's 3 weeks of it. You take it every day. Remember, the longer you take it, the better it works. Every day for 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Now I'll finally get to the emails, which I was supposed to do. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Thursday. Let's do some of these emails. Dear Bronco, huge hands. I'm surprised nobody has mentioned it yet, but watching one of the clips of Tampon Tim Walz rants recently as he abandons his reelection campaign, I noted he was wearing a lapel pin of a Somali flag. Not a U.S. flag, not a state of Minnesota flag, but a Somali flag. Can this guy not read the room? Well, maybe you were not aware that Minnesota updated its flag. The state of Minnesota, not long ago, Tim Walz did this, by the way. The state of Minnesota had a normal state flag. Then they chose to update the flag. The flag was noticed almost immediately by people as looking extremely Somali. Now, pause on this for a moment. You want to go down a little weird rabbit hole? I'm only inviting you to do so because I've done so myself, so don't feel like a weird freak when you do it. Somalia, as most countries are, is not just one big place. It's divided up into states, provinces, like all countries are. You know, That's how it goes. Go look and do a little internet research on all the different flags from inside Somalia. You'll notice something about those flags. Maybe a white star. Now, go look at the new flag of Minnesota and tell me what you notice. This is how conquest works. The truth is, if you want to be elected in statewide office in Minnesota, then you need the Somali vote, because 100,000 people who vote every single time is an extremely powerful thing. You have to have that vote. If you have to have that vote, you're going to give them things, and they're going to want more than just a welfare check. They're going to want to plant their flag, if you'll pardon the pun. Governor of Minnesota talks like this now.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
Yeah. Jesse, is it possible that woman shot by ICE was actually trying to avoid the agent and she was just a bad driver because she's a woman? That's not right. Okay, one, that's funny. But two, again, that woman is the mother of a six-year-old. Corey, producer Corey, brought this up before the show. It was a really great point. I was thinking about it. What kind of a mother drops her kid off at daycare or school and then immediately goes to impede ICE from deporting foreigners? What kind of a mother would dream of that? You know how furious I would be with Ob? Even if it was for a cause I loved and a cause I believed in, if she dropped the kids off, if they were that age and she dropped the kids off at school and immediately drove down to some rabid protest of some kind, what kind of a mother even dreams of doing stuff like that? But that's how they do it. Jesse, I remember hearing on one of your shows, someone gave me a cursory review of the Ken Burns documentary of the American Revolution. The verdict was predictable from one of your fans. However, I'm watching it now. As you will admit, Ken Burns knows how to tell a story. His passion for historical detail rivals yours. As I watch, I admit that I frequently find myself saying, "That's not the way I heard it." But the show seems very well researched. I think you should watch it because it gives good food for debate. Love the show. You're filling Limbaugh's shoes, so on and so forth. Well, I won't watch it. It's not that you made a bad argument. I have a lot of pet peeves. It's not just foreigners and customer service. I have a lot of pet peeves. I love history. As you know, I'm obsessed with it. Can't help it. It's my passion. I love it. I love reading about it, watching it. I love talking about it. As you know, I just love history. I hate how the communists have perverted and distorted history all across the globe. It's not just an American phenomenon. Remember that. You know, the great man Franco. Franco, the leader of Spain, who fought the communists in a civil war and stopped the mass rape of nuns and the execution of priests. He saved Spain from certain annihilation after the communists took it over. And then, while you may not agree with every part of his rule, ushered in years of prosperity, safe country, by all accounts, a wonderful place to live. My sister took a vacation to Spain. She was with a big tour group. And her tour guide trashed Franco the entire time to the entire tour group. That's just how it is there now. They took over the tour guides, the history books, and now the great man who saved their country is trashed by the historians. It is not a small thing to me that America-hating savages have taken over the history industry in the United States of America, because they come at it. They have all these details, right? They have so many details. He has this document and he knows names and dates. And I don't know that stuff. I never knew that. And because they have a volume of knowledge, it makes normal people like me and like you give them a certain level of respect. We're going to listen a little, lean in and listen a little closer when they start telling us history stories. But they know that. And that's when they just twist things just a little to make sure here's the accurate history of why America sucks. Here's the accurate history of the genocide of Native Americans. This is how they do it. It's one of the most damaging things the communists have ever taken over. It's the history classes. They write the history books, the history textbooks. They're your son's history professor in college. They're your daughter's history professor in high school, where they will, of course, they'll teach history, all these dates, all these facts. They must know so much. Surely whatever they're saying is true. And then they'll take that respect that is given to them and they'll use it on behalf of the revolution. And there's no better example of this than Ken Burns, because he does make a great documentary. I've told you before, his Civil War documentary is one of the best I've ever seen in my entire life. He does do great detail. He does have a great knowledge of history. He does put together a great product. And then, like all scum-sucking Democrats, he uses that respect you give him to twist things. Yes, here's all this knowledge of America and why it sucks. Here's this knowledge of our founders. This is what George Washington did when he wasn't killing slaves. It's how they do it. It's very subtle, remember. If you want to get somebody off of their current path, the best way is not to slam the brakes and try to turn the car around on them. That's not the best way to get somebody off of their current path. The best way to get someone off of their current path, just an off-ramp, you see? Don't turn around. Just veer to the right a little bit. You barely even have to slow down. Just veer to the right, just a little bit. And then after that, they'll get you to just veer to the right, just a little bit. Then a little bit more. And after enough veering to the right, you've made the 180 and you're racing the other direction. And our history professors and history writers and the Ken Burnses of the world, they're masters of that. All right, one more segment. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. But keep in mind, we shall return tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email your questions, and now they are already stacking up. Hey, Jesse, regarding the levels of commies, elite or street, to me, they're all the same. Evil dirt merchants that they are, unapproachable at any cost. I have zero mercy or pity on any of them. I understand that. When I was talking about that dead woman yesterday, I did express sympathy. And you've heard me do that before. I know the street animals are rabid and demonic. I know they are. And I know they deserve to be arrested and thrown in prison. But I also know that the elite communists in our society, they prey on the broken people. They prey on stupid people, criminals, drug addicts. You know, it's a joke, but it's not much of a joke because of the reality of it. The reality of what percentage of liberal women are on anti-anxiety medication. We've talked about this before. The percentages are through the roof. Through the roof. Now, let's have a chicken or the egg argument. Did that start the SSRIs? Did that start before or after their commitment to communism? Because communism will make you miserable. You're always miserable. You're always bitter. Everything always sucks. That much is true. But isn't that kind of woman also the ultimate candidate for communist propaganda? Isn't she the ultimate mark for communist propaganda? who's more susceptible than her? I mean, what does she hear when she hears things like this?
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Put your body on the line. Our neighbors are being kidnapped. You, because you're a sane, normal person, would never be prompted to go try to impede ICE from deporting rapists based on lines like that. But you're not a deranged woman on anti-anxiety medication. She is. There are legions of them out there, and they're some of the most committed communists in our society. Also, this is on CNN.
But it's basically simple, which is if you're confronted by a moving vehicle that could be a threat to you, get out of the way of the vehicle and don't shoot at a car.
That is John Miller. He's the chief law enforcement analyst on CNN. Your liberal Aunt Peggy hears that and she hears an expert and says, well, the cop should have just, he should have just dove out of the way. Why didn't he just dive out of the way? Isn't everything like the Matrix? Jesse, there's a big lesson in January 6th for the right, and that is, quote, what was our role? It was an op that we fell right into. I remember seeing it go down and thinking, this is bad. This does not serve us. No plan, no goal, no rationality. That's fair. That's fair. And a lot of people saw January 6th for what it was before it happened, and they avoided Washington, D.C. because they knew the possibility the feds would use it the way they used it. That's very true. But let's also be fair about something. Human beings oftentimes, they need huge wake-up calls before they will make changes, right? Hey, I need to work out. I know I'm in bad shape. I'm out of breath going up the stairs. Up, that's a mini heart attack. Okay, I'm going to start going for a walk every day. That we're all like that. Me too. That's how human beings are with white guilt in the country. White guilt. The right drowning in it too. It took George Floyd's death and the communist activism in the wake of George Floyd's death before so many Americans woke up and finally said, okay, I don't want to hear it anymore. All right, I'm done with that. No more race communism. Don't care. It takes big events, jarring events, to wake people up sometimes. And if you're one of the people smart enough to see it ahead of time, that's good. I'm glad. But if people are waking up, here's what we don't want to be. We don't want to be the, well, glad you finally woke up guy when someone wakes up. You want to be the, hey, glad you're here guy. Remember COVID. That was one of the things I got right. Hey, this is crazy. You don't ever shut down an economy. It's never going to stop. I'm never taking that poison shot. All those things. I got all that right. Right. Well, maybe you didn't get it right away. That's okay. Maybe you were one of these people. Well, it's 15 days. We don't know what we have. We have to wait. That's okay. Maybe you got a shot. 2, 3, 4. Okay. You succumbed to the largest propaganda operation in the history of mankind. That's kind of understandable. When every politician, Republican and Democrat, every medical institution you've ever trusted, every media organization, when every force around you is telling you the exact same thing, it's really understandable if you fell for it. If you didn't, I'm very proud of you. I'm impressed by you. I think that's wonderful. But, you know, we get these emails from people, Jesse, I feel so stupid. Jesse, I got the shot for work and I wished I hadn't. Jesse, I bought into it at first. Okay. Everyone wakes up in their own time. Oftentimes people, they have to get burnt bad before they do it. That's why I talk about LifeLock to you, by the way. People, when you talk about identity theft, if it hasn't happened to you, it feels so far away. Well, I know it's a bad crime, but it happens to other people. Oh, I know it's bad. It happened to my neighbor. Man, that sucked, but I'm fine. It's never happened to me. LifeLock is what you get before it happens to you. LifeLock will, it's not just that they'll make you whole if it happens to you. They prevent it by monitoring your stuff. They give you a heads up. Hey, just a heads up. Your social security number just got leaked here. You need to put this on. You need to do. LifeLock is how you stop that before. I've told you before. Don't call LifeLock after it happens. Hey, can you help? It's too late. Before it happens, call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Jesse. You save up to 40% off your first year when you do that. 1-800-LIFELOCK or lifelock.com, promo code Jesse. Terms apply.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden FBI put Texas Catholic school teacher on the January 6th watch list after a false tip from a former friend. I would certainly hope it's a former friend. Just a reminder of how the communists use government power every time. Ford just lost $20 billion on its electric vehicle investment. Not that I'm going to shed any tears for Ford, but I do kind of feel bad for these corporations because communists take over and they force them to do all these ridiculous things. And then, of course, none of it's profitable and they lose a fortune and everything sucks. But Ask Dr. Jesse Friday doesn't suck. That starts in 24 hours. Are you ready? That's all.